Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Reins and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network. I'm Henry Reins.
And I'm Mark Edge.
And Mark, feeling a little punkish.
Punkish? Why is that?
I feel like I'm not my voice that I usually am here. I'm feeling a little uninspired by this creeping crud that has followed me the last 48 hours.
I had some experience with this illness. I was sick last week. I went to Ian's house, and he was sick before I, so my presumption is I got it from him. And then some people got sick after I did. People that I never touched, and didn't have runny noses. And it kind of sounds like COVID, doesn't it?
Well, actually, there's a strain of COVID that it has picked up recently.
Yeah.
There's a Substack that I subscribe to. It's called if you want to search it on Google, probably try your local epidemiologist. Her name is Caitlin or something like that. But I actually have shared some of her posts with a doctor friend of mine, and he found the information very useful. In fact, this was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, possibly 5 or 6, and she was talking about, see, we aren't doing much testing for strains of COVID right now. And so unless you're having a problem in your community, there isn't much testing going on. But what they still do is test sewer water. And they can find the traces of these different strains are present there. Hopefully they're not on the incoming side of the water, but on the excrement side of the water. They're there. And he found it very interesting because she just had, that's not something, he's a hospitalist and he's got his hands full trying to take care of people in the hospital. It's not something that he can go research like that. And so your local epidemiologist, Google that. You might. I subscribe. It's like $5 a month.
Oh. Well, why don't you just give people your login? That way they can go ahead and use yours.
Why don't they just send me $5 and I'll forward it to them? Speaking of which.
Well, before you go on, I think that I think COVID's here to stay, right?
Right.
Whatever it is. It was a coronavirus, and it was an airborne coronavirus, and we had those before. It's not like the government weaponized it and, it was the first time we'd ever seen it. It's just that whatever they had in that lab in Wuhan, presuming that we go with that particular premise, or whatever that bat had, was super bad. And whereas what we have now is probably just part of the landscape every season.
You just opened up a can of worms.
Okay, go ahead.
So first of all, to just finish the point. So anyway, there is this new strain, and they're going to become, some will be more virulent than others, and in general, evolution, the trend in evolution is for a pathogen to become less deadly because it needs to keep you alive to spread to other people.
Sure.
So, and that's why the flu stays around in different strains each year.
But every once in a while, the flu gets really terrible.
Now, this particular COVID strain, the current one that's popping up, it's not as severe as far as the outcomes as the early strains, but it is a little bit more impactful than some of the recent ones that we've been dealing with. That's why it's getting there. And so anyway, this doctor friend of mine, hey Scott, he said, he saw the article 6 weeks ago when I sent it to him, and then a few weeks later goes, I'm starting to see this now. But that was taking me totally down a rabbit hole because you were talking about what actually is evolutionary stuff. And since I go to a church that is very, very.
I go to a church
that is very free-thinking or open to other kinds of thoughts.
Right. And you're not a blasphemer if you come up with some theory.
Well, yes, but they actually, in their success a few years ago, there was a movement with some churches to portray them as heretics and, you know, false teachers of religion. I better not say the name of the church now, but anyway, they do have a situation where you can. In fact, remind me to send you the podcast where they talk about justice.
Okay.
It's just two pastors talking about justice, not really giving a sermon or anything. They're just sitting around like you and I are. And it's not long. Definitely not as long as us sitting around and talking about it. But there's, in between, after the service, there's a... Okay, so the founding pastor has a doctorate from a Nazarene college. So traditional, very conservative. But then he got a second doctorate from the Florida State University, which sort of changed his whole outlook on how he had been, his career in the Nazarene. And he was so successful at that, he actually went around teaching other Nazarene pastors how to, like, seal the deal, you know, do the sinner's prayer, save people. And then as he went to Florida State and he started, you know, he already knew ancient Greek, ancient Hebrew, like Middle Ages, but Renaissance level German. So he had been gotten reading these things
the
original text. But anyway, to get to the point, because people are probably getting ready to, no, religion. So, and then the new higher pastor from a couple years ago, you know, he's got his doctorates from someplace out in Texas, but he studied at Oxford. So it's pretty high level stuff. And then the third pastor, he just has his master's, but he's probably the most intellectually curious of them, which is I'm going out on a limb saying that because they're very intellectually curious. If you go to the service and you want to go into an open discussion afterwards, then he holds that every Sunday. And what I wanted to ask one of these pastors, and some people, when we're talking about going back to the evolution of coronavirus, the people will say, oh, what a magical creation we have, where if they even accept evolution, but, you know, in a more modern frame of mind, what a magical way the creation is, how it has all these things. My question for you, Mark, is my surrogate pastor here, surrogate Quaker pastor, is why does existence need a craftsman or a craftswoman? Why does existence have to be created?
I don't know, but humans, I'm not claiming that it has to have been created. I would say, however, that humans are demonstrably evolved to believe that it was.
Why can't existence just exist?
It can.
Well, and I will further that by saying that in quantum physics, it's a common thread now that things blink in and out of existence all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Things don't exist, and then they exist, and then they don't exist, and then they exist. So you're telling me someone somewhere is like putting it back together and, ooh, take it apart, put it back together, take it apart.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that what I would go with is that there is a I like the deist standpoint, that there's this watchmaker who sort of created a functioning system, and then, you know, maybe he likes to watch it do its thing, like an ant farm. Sometimes he doesn't, or whatever. And then I really like this poem on the internet. I believe it's called The Egg, and this suggests that we are all the same being interacting with ourselves throughout our lives. And the Bible kind of touches on this, right? Like, whatever you do, the least of these you do to me, and that kind of thing.
Isn't Hinduism have these epics where Vishnu is self-aware and then isn't self-aware?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
I read the Bhagavad Gita or something like that, some book.
I'm not doing this to undermine people's theology. Just the part about why there's a beginning, middle, and end. Why can't it just be?
Presumably, God doesn't see a beginning, a middle, and an end. Presumably, God created time and sits outside of it, and then just sort of, you know, it's like a book. You know, you can see the beginning, or the middle, and the end of the book all at once. And to him, it's just a, you know, there it is. It's, maybe it sits on a shelf. Who knows? Here's eight, 18 billion years worth of information.
All right. Well, I'm glad I could take us down that dead end of the river tributary. But
well,
what's on your mind?
This is another question. It is a question about justice. So understand that I come from a premise that prison isn't a great solution for much.
It's pretty good for retribution.
It's certainly good for that. I think that the best use of prison is to separate people who do bad things from society. And, you know, some of us, you know, like just some dogs are rabid, some people are just a problem. I'm not against prison as a concept. I just think that it's probably way overused in the United States. However, when I read a story like this, it gives me pause. From NBCNews.com by, oh boy, Minnie Vone Burke, two former East Cleveland, Ohio police officers were sentenced this week for stealing thousands of dollars from people they pulled over during traffic stops. A judge ordered Willie Sims, 32, to 2 years in prison Thursday. His partner, Alfonso Cole, 35, was sentenced Monday to 2.5 years in prison and fined $40,000, records show. Presumably, they stole $40,000. In total, Sims and Cole stole $14,000, $781 from six victims. And, well, I guess it's more than that. So from July 20 to July 2021, prosecutors said Cole also swiped two firearms from victims. Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office said in a news release, Cuyahoga County, that's where Cleveland is, a common pleas judge told Sims that his actions had disgraced hardworking officers. The one person that the public should be able to have confidence in would be your emergency services, your police officers, your firefighters, your EMTs, Russo said. You've shaken the confidence in the public and the criminal justice system and trust that they put in police officers. Two men were, yeah. Anyway, so I think we've got the story here, right? A couple of cops using their position to give people, you know, somebody probably said, I don't know how it all started, right?
But now, were these a team? Like, did they always operate together, or are they?
Yes, as I understand. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that they had operated together and then sort of went off on their own, knowing how to do this better. But if you can imagine somebody says, hey, look, I don't want to deal with this ticket. I can't get these points on my license. How about I give you $200 here, and we just forget about this?
I wonder if they had body cams.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, for a traffic stop, it would probably be unusual for people, but somebody probably complained. So then, I guess my big question is, 2 years in prison for armed, I mean, a cop has a gun on his hip, armed robbery, and betraying the public trust? Now, I'm not trying to get these guys more. I'm just saying, huh. This is a real surprise. I mean, to be caught red-handed like this, and then the judicial system decides 2.5 years. Remember, these two or three kids that ran over that police officer in Vegas this week, they're calling for the death penalty. They're calling for life in prison, no parole, all these sorts of things. We've all seen, my business partner, Ian Freeman, they're calling for 20 years against him. He's not proposed to have harmed anyone or used violence against anyone or ever even making a transaction that somebody didn't agree with. And you've got police officers here that, you know, at this point they have at least six people whom they robbed. And likely it was many more than that. I mean, let's be serious. And 2 years in prison? 2.5 years in prison seems like...
Well, maybe they rescued a person from a burning building or something. Maybe there was something mitigating on
that. I would hope that there's something mitigating, but I tend to think it's just because police officers. And if it is, then these are the worst of the worst. The police officers should be demanding the heads of these guys. If you want your job to be respected, they should be, and I don't mean literally the heads, the figurative heads of these men.
There probably are some that do. But there are also probably many that understand the temptation. And
it's, I'm sure, very tempting.
Well, not just tempting, but the psychology that takes over on you.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to take you too far away from your story, but it's a puzzle to me how you could be a law enforcement officer over any kind of lengthy period of time and not have it depress you and be a real burden on your heart to do it.
Everything I've heard as a firefighter, I was a firefighter for years, everything I've heard is the cops are different beasts. They're different psychology and that sort of thing. And I can see that being the case. I mean, there's all different personalities out there, so if you can get the good ones, and I know there are. I mean, I've met them. I've been like, this is a good guy. If we're going to have cops, this is the guy I want to be a cop.
Once you become a cop, and I mean, you're not in plain clothes and nobody knows you're a cop, but once you're a cop, when you're out there, everybody treats you differently. Honest people treat you differently.
Sure.
When you're at a 7-Eleven and you see a cop there, you act differently.
It's different, yeah.
And even if you get pulled over and, you're constantly going through this calculus. Maybe you didn't do any wrong. Maybe you only went 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. You're worried about what you're going to say. And
we all know that we've all done tons of things.
So every experience that they have, not every, I'm hyperbole, but every experience they have shows them the worst side of people.
Well, I don't know if the worst side of people is trying to act better when the cop is around. They get a twisted view of the world. It's not.
That's just the less worst side. you can tell when people are trying to, not be good, just not be caught. I had a teacher when I went back to school a couple years ago to take some computer classes, and he had worked in the Sarasota County Jail, and now he had a little bit different attitude. He goes, "Everybody I meet, it's just a matter of circumstance whether or not you've ever been in jail." He goes, "Everybody has something that would have put them in jail.
Everybody has something that would have put them
in jail. And everybody knows they have something that would have put them in jail." And that's why they'll change their behavior around a law enforcement officer.
I wonder what it would be like if we actually had, so we have a situation where cops, if they do enough digging, can find something on you and put you in prison. My business partner, Ian Freeman, is a good example. Here's a guy that was running what he thought to be an upstanding business, and, the police did enough digging. They found some unhappy customers, and, they were able to turn it into a case and get him convicted. And whatever the case may be in that circumstance, what would it be like if really, really only 10% of our society could be thrown in prison? I don't know. I mean, if people actually felt justified in how they had acted throughout their lives, maybe we have too many laws, is what I'm saying. Maybe the government can just toss anybody that they want in prison, and thus we're all, it's just a matter of time. It's a matter of circumstance. It's a matter of anything that the want. That if they want to come after you, they can. What would it be like if they couldn't, if you were actually justified? And I don't know.
I don't even know if I understand what you were telling me there.
Well, okay. So, right now...
If they couldn't put more than 10% in...
My question is what would it be like if I felt justified in myself that I haven't done anything illegal in the last year? Because there's a book written called 3 Felonies a Day. It suggests that everybody is breaking the law every day. Now, and most of these felonies are tax-based. What would it be like if the average American wasn't breaking the law, let's say committing a felony per week or whatever the situation is? What would it be like if we didn't feel that way? If we didn't feel like we were we were just lucky not to be thrown in prison? I wonder whether society would be better or worse, and I don't know the answer to that.
And I apologize to the audience because I'm still not conceiving of what you're trying to tell me.
So what you're claiming is that you could be thrown in prison at any time.
Well, no, it has to be at that present time that you get caught doing something.
Sure,
the
investigation goes through. They decide to apply enough resources to you, Henry Raines, to investigate you in some way. But that you, like anyone else who's listening to me right now, you could be tossed in the pokey for something.
No, what I'm saying is there were times in my life where that could have happened. I live a different lifestyle now.
I would claim that everybody listening to me has committed a felony.
Yeah, but you were phrasing it in the present.
The last year is the present. That everybody within the last year listening to me has committed a felony. Now,
I don't accept that.
Well, there's enough laws that you haven't read that you can't read, because it'll take four lifetimes to read them all that apply.
So I'm just supposed to take your word for it?
Yes, take my word for it.
Well, I don't.
The reason that you feel the way you feel when you see a cop is because you believe that you could be tossed in the pokey for something. And that I wonder what it would be like if we didn't feel that way. If we didn't feel like a police officer. If he was, angry at us enough. And admittedly, the vast majority of police officers are not angry enough with me at any given time to come after me. And I'm grateful for that. But what would it be like if we didn't have to feel that way? And I'm not trying to turn us against the police. The police are in the same boat. Any one of them could be thrown in the pokey, as evidenced by these guys here. Any one of them could be thrown in the pokey with enough investigation. Am I clear now?
Yes, Mark. I'm not worried being thrown in the pokey, just that they could hassle me.
Right, because there's no situation where you deal with law enforcement or the government and you win. It's always robbing of your time, your money, and your life.
I don't think it's too many laws, but we'll have to figure that out in the next segment after these messages. You're listening to Reigns and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The East Coast is preparing for a weekend of powerful winds and intense rainfall. According to the National Hurricane Center, Tropical Storm Ophelia is set to reach the North Carolina coast tonight, then cross into southeastern Virginia. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife are being charged with federal bribery. Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says an FBI raid of their home turned up a lot of cash.
He discovered approximately $500,000 of cash, stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
Menendez has denied all of the allegations. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy intends to remove $300 million in funding for Ukraine from a defense spending bill that faced opposition from a small conservative group. The move follows the blockage of the bill twice this week due to procedural disagreements. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Reins and Edge on Free Talk Live Network. I'm Henry Reins.
And I'm Mark Edge.
Mark, you know what we haven't talked about?
What's that?
Well, we've talked about the real cage fight. We talked about the likelihood of you damaging Elon Musk physically very much in a fight. Slightly less odds of that with Mark Zuckerberg, but I still have confidence in you. And I think you'll be battle-tested by the time you get to Zuckerberg.
Okay.
But we want to remind people, because people might just be dropping in now in this hour of the program, that we want to hear from you. No, I don't want to hear from you. I've been hearing from you. But, well, I'll hear from you later.
But you,
I was saying, I was looking at Mark when I said you, but I wasn't you-ing him. I'm you-ing you all. That we want to hear from you, and we have a voicemail line that you can call at 941-799-6033. 941-799-6033. And it's all been ideas that have been submitted from people like Jeremy and Matthew and
Tony.
Yeah.
A variety of,
I need a mnemonic to remember those three. And
but there's going to be more now. If you start calling names, there's going to be more people. Yeah. I want my credit too.
Yes. So you could be heard by the vast audience of the nationally syndicated Free Talk Live network, and you'll at least have something you can tell your grandchildren about then. But we're going to not stop there. I haven't checked yet today to see if my blue check mark is there yet. Let me do that right now on X Twitter. I did get through this verification that, at least such as it is, that they require.
The paying the fee?
What is this now? Never mind. I can't put this in a hold while. Anyway, it's been a couple days they hadn't given me my blue check mark. They took my money. They allowed me access to some of the tools. But I want them to prioritize me. And for my $8 a priority a month, or our $8, or the communal $8,
I don't see the check yet. I see under Henry, at Henry Rains Show, Rains and Edge picture there. Since I'm following it, no blue check.
All right. Well, we can still do a Twitter Spaces. And, oh.
Terribly sorry.
Yeah, I hope you haven't been around anybody sick. Twitter Spaces and a live Facebook stream. So we could do that now because we are physically, geographically close.
Yeah, let's do it. I think we should do
it. Okay, when do you want to do it?
I don't know. Do you want to do some over the weekend?
I would think.
I want to play pickleball tomorrow morning.
Well, I will be in Naples playing pickleball, but Susan would probably be around.
Okay.
And so will some of the other people that you play with over there.
Yeah.
And the so I was thinking maybe Monday.
Sounds good.
After we circulate these shows, these episodes, they're not episodes, these segments of this episode of the show, that there will be people intrigued and enticed to see us. And plus, I need to think about which T-shirt I'm going to wear. And
it's
got to
be a T-shirt. Right?
Yes, I got it. I'm right now. I'm thinking about how high the tripod. See, I think you need to come on this side of the desk.
Yeah, it would seem like it.
And although, if we're over there, we have the beautiful WWPR Tampa Bay's 1490 banner behind us.
Yeah.
Because we don't need these mics.
That's true.
No, we'll just.
We can stand anywhere and do it, and right here in Studio B at WWPR.
Is this Studio B?
No, it's not Studio A.
All right. Well, anyway, that's all. You know, we are just, the momentum is building. The movement's building. And we'll roll with that. Anyway, sometimes in between these segments, and you and I talk about different things, we get off on little tangents that we can't really follow up on the air. And one of the things that popped up on the headline aggregator that I'm staring at when I'm not talking or listening to you is that 1 in 5 Americans, I think that's, I think they mean United States citizens, or at least people residing in the U.S. I don't think they mean like South Americans or Central Americans.
Probably don't.
Or even North Americans. But 1 in 5 say they would support the concept of secession. That's a little fuzzy. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene on September 11th, Patriot Day, if you didn't realize that.
They have another one? Good Lord, between Flag Day, Veterans Day, 4th of Independence Day, what are all these things? They're just
I guess on 9/11 is when we remember all the patriots that died in the terrorist attack.
Specifically, I don't know that you get to call yourself a patriot if you just happen to be.
Well, they did. They don't get to call themselves patriots, but somebody else gets to call them that. And that on that day, at that most appropriate time, she decided to say the state should consider secession. Didn't attract much attention because there's a lot of other stuff that goes on in 9/11.
Which state specifically should consider?
Well, she just said these states.
Oh, these states.
It's not a direct quote here. She represents, I believe, the Savannah area district in the state of Georgia.
Georgia.
And one of her reasonings was President Biden's policy, she claimed, included a refusal, quote, now here's the quote, to stop the invasion of cartel-led human and drug trafficking in our country, which meant that states should consider seceding from the Union. I have a little bit of trouble feeling.
Following the logic?
Yes, how that
I got you.
Changes.
I got you on this one. So,
well, I guess if they're not part of the country, then.
And their own immigration policy.
Yeah.
If they have their own immigration policy, they can stop immigration in whatever the way they want. Whatever the reason a person might want to see their state secede, I don't think it matters as far as the concept of secession. So let's say that California wants to secede. It's going to be a very different place than if Texas secedes. If they both secede at the same time, they're going to grow in different ways because the way that the Constitution of the United States is now applied requires a certain level of homogenization between these locales. And I think that those are some of the two only states that could secede. So I don't think Georgia...
Which two?
California and Texas. I don't think Georgia...
What about Florida?
Well, Florida is geographically sort of separate from the other states. So, yeah. It is probably on the edge of population for what it makes sense. But Florida ships a lot of things. I mean, it requires... It's easy for people from the United States to come visit Florida. Do we really want to make it harder for them, which is what's going to happen if Florida secedes?
Well, we'd have like a free trade policy with everybody else.
Then why secede?
Well, there were three hypotheses or proposals on why it would be a good idea, and they got varying supports. Now, the first one...
Just to say, if you're going to limit immigration into Florida, it's going to... definitely affect tourism because it's just harder there. Right now, when you drive down I-75 or I-95, you get a big sign that says welcome. If you don't have a big truck, then they're not even going to look in there. There's not even a fruit check like there is in California. It's just right through at 85 miles an hour.
Yes, but these were the concepts that they asked people about. So would you favor the opposite party states seceding? Favor opposite party states seceding. So I guess that means opposite from your state. But really, even states that are deep red or deep blue, it's still like a 60-40 or 65-35. Another concept, it would make sense to split the country up. That was not quite 25% of the people agree with that. My state would be better off leaving the U.S. That was slightly over 25%. And the number of people that thought all three were a good concept was actually the lowest percentage of it. So I guess they would ask people, do you agree with this concept?
Well, I think what they're really asking people is do you want to be able to ignore whatever Washington mandate there is that you don't...
No, that's not what it says at all.
I know that's not what it says at all.
It's whatever you make it.
I get it. It's like... But I am generally... I think that the idea... I'm for the idea of secession. If you want to secede, then by all means, go about it. Understand that it's going to take your entire life to get it done, but go ahead. I think people should be free to secede. I think that states should be free to secede. So I'm for secession in that way. However, saying that, the...
You're for the concept.
Yeah. The international trends are trends towards federalization. So organizations, whatever they... NAFTA, CAFTA...
WTO.
The WTO, the NATO, whatever it is. It's nations coming together to use international pressure on other nations to act the way they want them to act. And
so maybe if the states seceded from each other, the individual states could get together and maybe send representatives from those states somewhere other than Washington.
This brings me to a third idea. I think that that's a fine idea. I think that...
Oh, it's a great idea.
The United States federal government has too much power over sovereign states. That the late 1800s, early 1900s saw a time of condensing of power that are probably extra, to my mind, extra constitutional. However, this is what we got, and to wipe the slate clean and start all over again is going to wreck efficiency in a lot of ways. So what is best needed is a tweak to a system to make it work better. Now, I don't know what... I'm not claiming to know what that tweak is. I'm not going to reveal that to you today. But I have thought about...
You got a secret plan.
No, I thought about an idea, and I'll just mention it here, is what if the Republican Party and the Democratic Party said, okay, we're setting up a government, and you get to choose every 4 years whether your state or county or whatever is part of it. And then that homogenized government is, it's got the consequences that it's got, right? The Republicans are voting on Republican stuff, and the Democrats are voting on Democrat stuff. And then you just have these organizations that have, that don't have the other side pulling them over. And then we'll just see who's better at this. Are the Democrats better, actually better at ruling? You know, they've got California, they've got New York, they've got New Jersey. You know, these places have been largely Democrat for a very long time. You would think that we would know what Democrats are going to provide us. And the same with Republicans. You got Utah, you've got Alabama, you got these things.
They are reaping what they've sown this election cycle. Let me just take one moment to say, if only there was a book.
A friend of mine wrote a book, and, I'm going to read an ad for it. Are you ready to explore a groundbreaking alternative to traditional state structures? Discover Entrepreneurial Communities, an Alternative to the State by Calvin Duke, available now on Amazon in three formats. Don't miss the chance to explore this well-researched masterpiece, available in paperback, Kindle, and audiobook. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine read the audiobook, too. It's not the best audio, but hey, you know, it's easier than reading, and that's available on Amazon. Entrepreneurial Communities, an Alternative to the State, is a must-read for those seeking a new perspective on governance, efficiency, and individual freedom. You grab your copy today and be part of the conversation that challenges the status quo and changes libertarianism forever. Entrepreneurial Communities, an Alternative to the State, available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and audiobook. Get yours today and explore a future beyond convention. Entrepreneurial Communities, an Alternative to the State by Calvin Duke.
Well, see, a great book it was, is.
Indeed, I love Entrepreneurial Communities. And I think the
big thing about these people that support the concept of secession.
Okay. So you're saying you don't support the concept.
You're willing to kill
your neighbors if they want to leave.
I would what?
Be willing to kill your neighbors if they want to leave badly enough.
Oh, they want to leave, they can move somewhere else.
Okay, now it's moving, all right. But all the land is owned by the United States government.
No, I'm talking about when you start splitting up the pie of power and wealth. You're going to get a lot of violence. And these people that think, we'll just split off and we won't have to deal with all those woke policies or the calamitous, horrible state the United States is in. We won't have to deal with that. So, how does that work for Ukraine? How does that work for Russia and Georgia, the other Georgia?
Well, Russia's lines that were denominated were probably in the wrong area. The eastern part of Ukraine saw a lot of Russian settling during USSR, and they were trying to bring those people into line for the last couple of decades, and it apparently didn't work. And now we have this sort of global conflict that's brewing as a result. So, I mean, for me, I've always liked smaller political designations. And for them to be able to make whatever decisions and then reap whatever benefits.
Sure, you live in New Hampshire. Sometimes.
Sometimes. I mean, currently a resident of New Hampshire, but I'm from Florida. And Florida was much smaller back then. But I would say that Manatee County, which is where we happen to be at this moment, Manatee County ought to be able to make its decisions as to whether or not it wants to, you know, couple up with some other counties and either make its own state or just team up with, you know.
Well, we're going the opposite direction here.
Yeah.
And we actually had our, here we go, hyperlocal warning. Tallahassee is the capital of the state of Florida. We send House of Representatives and State Senate. We elect people from this area to represent us.
Sure.
We have municipalities.
This is too far to go to really even.
We have a county government. We have municipality governments. We are on the coast. There are three small cities on the coastal barrier islands of this county. They've been self-governing for I don't know, probably since the 1920s at least.
Holmes Beach, Bradenton Beach, Anna Maria.
Yes. And so the people that were elected to go to Tallahassee, our representatives, have threatened the municipalities on the barrier islands because the county government, you need a scorecard for this, the county government wants to spend, I think, $30 million to build a parking garage on the island. And the island governments said, that's not worth the money. It's not going to change the parking. We need to revamp parking here. In fact, they have cut back some parking that was in residential neighborhoods where people were getting their lawn peed on and garbage thrown in. And so the elected representatives of these people they're representing said, if you don't give us the parking garage, we are going to take your municipal governments away from you in Tallahassee.
And that's how it goes, right?
Yeah. And they're all Republicans.
Yeah. But this is what power does. It always does this. Look, you're going to dance to our tune, or we're going to pull your charter. And this is what I've warned in New Hampshire, is that if some town decides it's going to do something fancy, well, no, it's not. The state government is going to stop that. Because all municipalities, and I don't know whether that's true in home rule states, but in two states we're talking about that are not home rule, in non-home rule states, the municipalities exist at the behest of the government.
Well, going back to the original point I think I was trying to make, is that these people that think that you just seethe and you go on your happy way, it doesn't happen without violence. And
well, I'm not for the violence, but I would be willing to say that any secession project that... And there's only a couple of states I'm willing to...
Let go?
No, that I think that are even... could possibly make it as their own countries. Texas, California. I think that there's an argument for Florida, but I don't recommend it. And I don't recommend California or Texas either. I think that, in fact, the United States federal government ought to...
I think the opposite.
...relax its rule and bring in more territory.
I think the smallest states should secede. Connecticut, Delaware. You're easy to impose your will on those.
Okay. Who's imposing whose will?
The feudal lord.
Okay. Well, it's certainly not going to necessarily be that.
So, what's happening over in Ukraine? Because Zelensky was just here in the U.S. He was saying, peace is at hand or victory is at hand. And Republicans in Congress, especially the ones that are trying to shut down the government, want to cut off aid to Ukraine for the military. What do you think's going on?
Well, from Tom Woods' blog, it's What's So Cool About World War III. Like many of you, no doubt, yesterday, I read that Joe Biden, this is a couple of weeks old, had ordered 3,000 reservists to be ready for your deployments. What did it mean?
It's barely enough to have a USO show.
It depends on if it's the right ones or not. If it's all drone operators or something, I don't know. U.S. Senator Mike Lee of Utah shared what seemed to be a plausible understanding of what's going on. This is Mike Lee. I've been trying to figure out what this means. Bottom line, up front, President Biden is arguably walking the U.S. up the line of war and daring Russia to shoot first. 10 U.S.C. 12304 gives the president the authority to augment the forces of any named operational mission to active duty for not more than 365 consecutive days. Operation Atlantic Resolve has existed since 2014 and is an official named U.S. military mission that deploys forces on a rotational basis, mainly to the Baltic states and Poland. Open source information on Operation Atlantic Resolve from DOD does not suggest any forces are present in Ukraine under this mission. Since conflict with Russia and Ukraine came to blows in 2014, rational deployments under Atlantic Resolve have been considered a backbone deterring Russia from crossing.
Who's saying this now?
Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee.
He's saying all that stuff?
Yes. It's basically what he's saying is that he believes that Biden is walking the U.S. up to the line.
He's such a drama queen.
Well, those trips aren't for Biden, they aren't there to play the ukulele.
And Biden and the power structure of this empire is just reestablishing the empirical footprint in Europe.
Yeah. With 3,000 potential.
Well, no, they've been putting people periodically, a few more people here, a few more
those
people there.
Reservists. What are they putting those over there?
Well, we're having a hard time getting people to enlist.
Probably because there's going to be a war over nothing.
No, partly because as much as people bitch about inflation and wages, it's pretty easy to get a job right now, and wages are better than they have been. Much better than they have been when you'd have to risk having yourself blown up.
Well, I think that the wages are better than they have been, certainly, but we're not doing as good as we have been recently as far as real spending and that sort of thing. So, I don't know. I if somebody asked me, hey, do you want to send your kid to the military? I'd be like, well, what would he be doing there? Well, maybe be a weatherman. Okay, that sounds safe. I'm fine with that. Because there's some benefits to having been in the military. These politicians, Republican
air
politicians.
Air traffic controller would be a good place for him.
Yeah, seems like it.
Although, no offense to Jack, but I don't know if I want him controlling my plane.
Well, he's 15. You don't want him doing anything.
Yeah. Well, he'd probably do a better job than me. We have a lot of loose threads here that we'll have to pick up next week when Brains and Edge are back on the air in the same location, and I am not quite so bassy and nasally and all the other things that I am right now, and we will keep you posted. Check. Now, I hate to, like, all our social media is sort of based on my social media because that's where the followers are right now, but you'll see it on One Medge on Twitter, on the Facebook, Mark Edge, and we can do live streams on all those coming up soon. Stay tuned for that. 941-799-6033. Let us know how we're doing. And Mark, see you then.
Hey, thanks.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.